Hello, all you ink-stained fabulous and writers and podcast listeners. My name is Mer Lafferty, and in 2005, I started a little podcast called I Should Be Writing. I hadn't sold anything. I had done some work on RPGs, but I hadn't sold a story at all. Nothing. I'd been doing agent hunts, I'd been sending out short stories, and I was miserable. But I was podcasting, and I thought, are there any podcasts for writers? And there was. There was one. And that was The Secret by Michael A. Stackpole. He was taking his advice and that he put in his newsletters and putting it out in audio, which was great. The downside being, he was giving advice to seasoned writers, career writers, a.k.a. not me. I mean, I could take the advice, but it wasn't applicable yet. And I thought, let's make a podcast for people who are just at my level, and I'll try to pass on what I've learned. I also had a friend. I haven't talked to her in years. I don't know if she even listens to the show, but it broke my heart when I was saying, we both want to be fiction writers. Why don't we do a writer's group? And she said, no, I won't do that because I don't want anyone to steal my ideas. And I thought, that sounds like you'll never write then. And I wanted to dispel that myth, and I wanted to dispel a bunch of other myths. I wanted to dispel the myth that I felt the very first time I got a rejection, and it was about 8 pages long for a short story. And it was basically Xerox pages from an editor just sending me all the things that new writers do wrong. Not really indicated which ones of those I had done, but just like, eh, you're rejected. Here's why a lot of people get rejected. Have at it. And it was such a gut punch because I didn't know what I could have improved upon. And I was pretty sure I hadn't done all those things wrong, but the editor didn't give me any help to tell me where I could focus. And I just got this image in my head of my name up on someone's wall of never ever buy a story from this person. And that doesn't work unless you're a terrible person and you were very rude to the editor. So I did this podcast called I Should Be Writing, where I wanted to chronicle my path and help people along the way. And I've been doing it ever since. Previously, the 600 plus episodes in my archive were behind the Patreon paywall. It is available to the lowest tier of support, but it's still behind a paywall. And I thought it might be fun to do a sort of re-release of the early episodes to get my commentary on them or see where I've learned something or find my interviewees and ask them how they're doing now. So I'm calling it I Should Have Been Writing, even though I was writing most of the time. But I thought it was cute, and I polled my community, and they agreed that that was their favorite. So you're going to get me talking, and you're going to get the original episode. I'm not going to edit it, except to take out a couple of ads or network indicators that I'm no longer a part of. But overall, I'm going to keep it the same. And this is episode one, where I pretty much just talk about why I'm doing this, where I am in my career, how I feel about that, what tools I use, etc. I'm awkward with the transitions. And of course, most of the site's URLs listed are out of date. Oh, and if you're new, again, my name is Mer Lafferty. Since 2005, I have sold several short stories, written 7 books. Why can't I ever keep that straight? Yes, 7 books. I've written 5 original books and 2 in IP. So I've written a Star Wars book and a Minecraft book and 5 books of my own. The latest one's coming out in November. It's called Chaos Terminal. There was a little plug. So this is me learning how to be a writer and learning how to go pro from the beginning, 2005. If you longtime listeners have been missing the quirky sounds of Dana Countryman, well, here they come.
Welcome to I Should Be Writing, Podcast 1.
This is a podcast by a wannabe writer for wannabe writers. As this is the first podcast, let me tell you a little bit about myself if you're not a listener to my other podcast, Geek Foo Action Grip. My name is Mer Lafferty. I have been a freelance writer for 4 years. I have been successfully published in over 14 role-playing games, and I've been published in 4 magazines, and just recently got a regular column in another magazine. While this all sounds very successful, I have remained unsuccessful in one area, and that is fiction writing. I have been writing short stories and trying to get them published for 4 years, and I am working on my first novel. So let me tell you what this podcast isn't. I'm not a professional writer, or rather, I'm not a professional fiction writer. If you want advice from someone who's actually been there and who has succeeded at it, you want to listen to The Secrets by Michael Stackpole. He has an excellent podcast. It tells you a lot of good hints. I love listening to his podcast. What this podcast is more of a chronicle of myself attempting to get published. While I chronicle this, I will be discussing things that work in writing, things that don't work, and maybe let you know that if you're afraid of writing, if you're afraid that the story in your head will be crap once you put it down on the paper, if you're worried that your world will shatter at your first rejection letter, if you're worried about all that, that's what I'm here for. I'm here to tell you that I've got a folder next to me with a ton of rejection letters, and I'm still here, and I'm still doing it. So if you don't want to listen to me because you don't think I can tell you anything because I am also unpublished, then that is your prerogative. Rock on. Go listen to Stackpole. He definitely has a track record and he definitely has a good podcast. But if you want to have a camaraderie, if you don't want to have a feeling that you're alone, then that's what I'm here for. The reason why I came up with this podcast is on my previous podcast, Geek Foo Action Grip, I mentioned my writing from time to time and I started to get people writing me for advice on fiction writing, which I found flattering and yet a little frightening because, as I've said, and I will say until it happens, I'm not a published fiction writer. But I think there are some rules you need to know. There's some things that you need to learn. There are so many reasons your story will get rejected. There are a ton of reasons. And only one of them is the fact that your story sucks. So I'm here to help you get through all of those little reasons, and then when it comes to working on whether your story sucks or not, that's your job. I will also be logging my own progress, letting you know where I've got short stories, whether I've gotten accepted or rejected. If I ever do get accepted, I probably won't stop doing this podcast, but we'll see. That won't be my first worry or concern if I do get something accepted. I will be logging my progress to let you know that someone out there is doing it, to let you know that you don't need to give up. And this podcast will be, I'm aiming for 15 to 20 minutes, if that. It will be short, and I'll be talking about things such as an update on my own writing, just to let you know that I'm not all talk and no rejections. Various tips on how to get started with your submissions, what not to do, what to do, and I will also be giving you, from time to time, reviews on things I think you should have, and I will be having interviews from time to time. An update on my writing life. I am currently writing for Book for White Wolf. It's a World of Warcraft book. I probably can't say anything beyond that. I've been assigned 29,000 words. My deadline is early September, but I'd like to get it done a little bit earlier because I do have Dragon Con coming up. I really don't like to write while I'm on the road simply because it's difficult to keep my concentration. I know you're supposed to write every day, but sometimes it just doesn't work out that way. I recently finished up a job for Anime Insider, where I covered a whole bunch of video games that are coming out in October. And I covered so many video games that I want to run out and buy a Nintendo DS just so I can play some of them. There's some really good games coming out, and if you have a Nintendo DS and you like Japanese-style games, then you are a lucky person. When it comes to my novel, it's tentatively called Keepsie's Bar. I usually put it on the back burner when I have paying work, because you have paying work versus unpaying work, which would you put on your priority list? But I realize that my work schedule has been much busier this year than the previous years, which is, yay, good. But it means that my personal writing has gone on the back burner for the majority of the year, and that's got to stop. So I've really been working hard to make writing for myself part of my daily writing ritual, as well as writing for my other projects. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. I don't know. My current word count for Keepsie's Bar is 59,504 words. I'm shooting for 80. I've heard that technically novels start at 60,000 words, but publishers do not want to see novels at 60,000 words because they're too short. A good range for a beginning novel, so I've heard, is 80 to 100,000 words. Over that, and their publisher's not willing to take a chance on you spending that much money on your printing costs. So I figure I'm going to shoot for 80,000 words, and then during my rewrites, I'll be adding a lot more words to land safely in that 80 to 100,000 word range. I try to get 1,000 words a day. I rarely make it. But that's my goal. It's good to have goals. And as for short stories, received 2 rejections last week. I'm still alive. And now I just have to look at those stories and try to decide what I'm going to do with them now. That's probably one of my biggest problems, is when a story comes back, trying to decide whether I still have faith in it or if I need to look at it again and see if there's something wrong with it before I send it out again. And now to discuss Square One. A lot of people have written me about this, and it is a common fear. It is actually, I studied creative writing in college. I didn't get my degree in it, but I took almost every creative writing class I could. And when I got out of college, I stopped writing. I got a job, I got busy, and then maybe about 6 years ago, I started thinking, you know, I had a story going round and round in my mind, and I thought, you know, I really need to write that down. And finally, 4 years ago, I started writing down a lot of things. But during those, you know, 6 or so years, I would have these ideas, but I would not be able to put them down because I would be afraid. The idea is so clear in the head, but the connection between the head and the hand is not there. You can picture the perfect thing, you know exactly what happens, and once you start writing it, it sounds trite, it sounds stupid, it does not sound anything like it is in your head. And so you get really despondent and you give up. That is where you go wrong. So Square One is the fear that your story will not be as wonderful on the page as it is in your head. Well, the truth is, from what I've heard, and from my experience, is it never will be. That's just the truth. You get it as close as you can. And I think a lot of people don't understand that the people who are successful writers are not 100% brilliant. They don't just sit back and write the novels, and then the novels are wonderful, and then they send them off, and then they sit back and rake in the cash. Writing and marketing, which is something hopefully I'll learn one of these days firsthand, but I don't know now, it's all work. It's all hard work. And if you decided tomorrow that you wanted to be a runner, you would not run out and go to the Olympic trials. You would start a very slow regimen of running because you know your body's not ready to run a marathon. And it's kind of the same for writing. You wouldn't expect your legs to be able to handle a really long race. So why would you expect your mind to be able to produce the perfect scene, the perfect story, the perfect novel on the first day you start out? You have to be willing to work. So don't put all this pressure on yourself. Don't think that if you're not Twain or you're not Anne McCaffrey or whatever, when you put the first word down on the paper, that you might as well just give up because you suck. Just keep writing. Just write it. Write it. And if it doesn't look the way you want it, write it again. There's nothing stopping you from doing this. Nothing except for your own mind. So when it comes to tools for writers, the purist will say you need a pencil and you need some paper. And while all that's good and well, there are some software packages and some books that I've found indispensable. And the first one is a free program called Sonar. I'll put a link to it in my show notes.
Sonar is merely a database that allows you to track markets, it allows you to track your stories, and it tells you what stories are out there and what stories are not, and it tells you what stories have been purchased and what stories have not. Again, I assume I've never actually clicked the purchase story thing, but it's really, really helpful once you get 5 to 10 stories out into the marketplace and you're worried if, oh God, I've submitted this story to 6 markets. Is Asimov's one of them? Because you don't want to send the same story to a magazine twice. So Sonar allows you to keep up with all of that, and I found it to be an excellent tool. And the thing is, you got to and some people tell me, well, couldn't I just write a database program? And, well, yeah, you are welcome to go use database. But the thing is, I don't know how to use a database. So you may think I'm simple, but I've just never worked with databases before, so why would I have a chance to know how they work? So yes, I could set up an Excel spreadsheet if I knew how to use Excel. But I like Sonar because it is specifically geared towards writing. It helps you keep up with your markets, keep up with your addresses of your editors, keep up with the editors' names, keep up with your story, and it's just really awesome. And it's free! Come on! How can you beat that? So I really advise you to get Sonar because it has certainly helped me keep organized, which is very important. Well, I hope you've enjoyed this first podcast of I Should Be Writing. I really am looking forward to using this as a way to keep track of my own writing, as well as anybody I can help out is awesome. To give you an idea of how I plan on making up the show format, we're going to spend 4 podcasts with me giving out hints and tips, software or book reviews, and then on the 5th podcast, I'm going to interview a published writer because they will be able to tell you better than I if what I'm telling you is actually true or if I'm just wasting your time, one wannabe talking to another. Again, I'm not a published author. I highly recommend you listen to The Secrets either in place of or in addition to this podcast because Michael A. Stackpole gives excellent, excellent tips, and I really hope that this week, you get the desire to start writing. Or keep writing, no matter what gets in your way. If you want to get in touch with me or ask me a question I may be able to answer, you can contact me at mightymur@gmail.com. So thanks for listening, and you should be writing. Theme music provided with kind permission from Dana Countryman, and you can find his site at danacountryman.com. That link and the show notes will be found at shouldwrite.blogspot.com.
I hope you enjoyed this stroll down memory lane. The transcript of this episode is available at merverse.com. I guess I should do the transcript of what I'm saying right now, too. Hadn't thought of that, but the transcript of the actual episode is there, which I figure I can do both at the same time. I'm trying to get better about transcripts. I really am, guys. But anyway, now, like I said, I've got several books out. If you like urban fantasy or space murder mystery, check me out, merverse.com, or search for my name. I've got a very Googleable name. Mur Lafferty. If you don't want to hear the beginning podcast, or you want to hear both, I Should Be Writing is currently on its 19th season. And I'm still talking about what I come up against, what brings me down, what lifts me up, and I try to support new writers still. So you can search for I Should Be Writing. Search for my name if you want to know more about me. I dabble on social media. And yeah, I guess that's it for now. I got another podcast to go do. But you should be writing.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.